This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tens of thousands of Bosnian Muslims gathered today to mark a grim anniversary. 10 years ago, Bosnian Serbs massacred some 8,000 unarmed Muslim men and boys at Srebrenica. It was Europe's worst atrocity since World War II. International war crimes judges have ruled it a genocide. Today, dignitaries acknowledge the West's failure to prevent the killing. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli sent this report from today's commemoration held at a cemetery in Bosnian Serb territory.
As an imam chanted verses from the Quran in Arabic, men and women knelt by 610 green-draped coffins ready for burial. They contained the remains of newly identified victims. A choir sang the mournful Srebrenica Inferno as families walked along rows of freshly dug graves. With today's ceremony, 2,000 Srebrenica victims have been buried here. The remaining wide green expanse is ready for many more. 7,000 body bags with partial remains still await identification, and 20 more mass graves await excavation. Fadila Imamović, a Srebrenica survivor, could barely speak.
It's difficult even to imagine what people can do to other people and what kind of animals they have to be to do this to somebody else.
The crowd of mourners numbered in the tens of thousands. Many women wore white headscarves. White, as the symbolic color of innocence, was chosen as a statement of protest against the international community, which stood by as the massacre took place over 3 days in July 1995. Poorly equipped Dutch UN peacekeepers were unable to defend the so-called safe haven, and NATO failed to deliver promised airstrikes against the besieging Bosnian Serbs. On a hilltop, a long banner contained the names of all the 8,000 dead and missing and the words, Europe's shame. Dignitaries included British Foreign Minister Jack Straw, while World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz headed the U.S. delegation. Mark Malik Brown, personal envoy of UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, offered a mea culpa on behalf of the international community.
We cannot evade our own share of responsibility. We made serious errors of judgment. That is why the tragedy of Srebrenica will haunt the UN history forever.
In the crowd, many mourners grumbled, and Hussein Alkanović, another Srebrenica survivor, voiced his irritation with the foreign dignitaries.
I don't think the international community has learned its lesson. It still has a dirty conscience, and it didn't do enough to clear its conscience.
Speaker after speaker voiced outrage that the two main masterminds of the Srebrenica massacre, indicted war criminals, Bosnian Serb general Ratko Mladic and political leader Radovan Karadzic, are still at large. Magbula Velik has come from her new home in San Francisco to bury the remains of her recently identified father. She lived through the 3-year Srebrenica siege and wants the perpetrators brought to justice.
I'm angry. They can find them if they want. Shame on them. Really shame on them. They can find them, but still, they are free.
One tenuous harbinger of reconciliation between Muslims and Serbs was the presence of the president of Serbia, the liberal Boris Tadic. He has forcefully condemned the Srebrenica massacre, a view not shared by the hardline nationalist majority in the Serbian parliament. And an underlying tension was palpable at today's ceremony. Security was in the hands of special units of the Bosnian Serb police force. Their presence and glum silence prompted the unspoken question among the mourners, where were you 10 years ago? Sylvia Pajoli, NPR News, Srebrenica.